Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing our journey backwards through the Seder, and amidst Hashem this morning, we're going to be discussing Maror. So the Makor for eating Maror in the Torah, we touched on it already yesterday, is from the Pasuk of Matzis Amarorim Yechluhu. And that's a Chiyum in the Torah to eat Maror on Seder night. The Gemara does speak out, Pesachim Daf Kuf Chof Medalev, that the Chiyum Mideraisa to eat Maror was only Bizman Shabbos Midrash HaYakayim. When there was a chiv to eat it, either together literally with the Pesach or at the same time as the Korban Pesach. But nowadays, when there is no Korban Pesach, there's no chiv min haTorah to eat Maror. However, even though there's no chiv min haTorah, midrabbanan, there's still going to be a chiv to eat Maror bizman hazeh. That's how the Rishonim speak it out. Okay. Regarding the chiv of women eating Maror, so the Rishonim speak out like this, that the Gemara speaks out that Noshim Chayavos in Pesach, in Matzah and Maror, and Rashi over there, in Pesachim Zaf Tzadi Aleph Mabes, where it says that the women are Mechayav in all three, Rashi explains, because the Pasuk says, and Matzah is Maririm, and since we know that women are Mechayav to eat the Matzah, therefore they're also going to Mechayav to eat the other two as well. I.e. they're going to be mechuyev to eat the Maror as well. So because they're mechuyev in the Pesach, therefore also, they're also going to be mechuyev in the Maror as well. Because man hazeh, where there's no Pesach they're eating, so would women have the chiyev lemais, we paskin, b'is yosef paskins, and it's paskins clearly in the Torah and Shulchan Aruch, that vada, even nowadays, women would have a chiyuv midrabbanan. And the reason is because the af hein hoyu ba'is ha'nes, which is the concept that women were also somewhat involved in the nes, they were affected by the nes. That's one explanation, meaning the fact that we received the ge'ula also affected them. Or pshat might be that was actually that women were instrumental in the nes happening. I think the Rashbam speaks out that b'zchus noshim tzidkonyish ba'is ha'dor, because of the righteous women of that generation, we were zeichus the gula. Therefore, we're mechuyev in all of the mitzvahs of the night. Okay, so it's only a chiyuv midrabbanan nowadays, and both men and women are mechuyev in it. So now, be'ez Hashem, we're going to discuss a couple of minhagim, as well as some interesting halachas on the inyan of Maror. So we know it's a minhag Yisrael in many, many families. When we have Maror, we'll have lettuce, and we'll also have grated horseradish. So, is this a correct minhag? So, in Haggadah Ma'aseh Nisim, he writes over there, it's also to grate the chareen. It's also to grate the horseradish. And he says, if a person grates the horseradish and he has it in little bits, then it's not yotzei chiyuv of Maror, because through grating it, you lose its bitterness. And the idea is that it's supposed to be properly bitter. And if you're using this as Maror, then you can't take away the bitterness. However, many, many poskim are doicha this idea in Haggadah Ma'aseh Nisim, which, by the way, is from the Chavos Das. They don't like this idea, and they say, no, it is absolutely fine to grate the horseradish. And in fact, adarabba, it could be that the correct way, the most correct way of eating horseradish is grated. That is the way it's eaten. And perhaps it could be that if a person eats it raw, in its raw form, if it hasn't been grated yet, then it could be it's actually not as good. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, based on the Gra and other poskim. They say that idea that avada grated horseradish is fine. However, what should be noted, and there are many, many families that are makpid on this, the Chayyadam writes that the Gaon, his hanhaga was to grate the horseradish as late as possible. In order that, it should still have a strong taste. Because, for example, we all know that if horseradish is grated a week before you eat it, it doesn't taste that bitter anymore. Right? And those people that have horseradish grated, for example, second day's Yom Tov, when it was grated first day's Yom Tov, or four first day's Yom Tovs, it's not so strong anymore, the bitterness. And therefore, the Gaon used to try and although he would grate it, as discussed, he would try and retain the bitterness as much as possible. He would put it into a keli, he would seal it, and then take it out as close as possible to the Seder. But avada, the minhag Yisrael of having grated horseradish, is a good minhag. interestingly, this is just more just for the Marmakayma Shaboy. There's a machlokes what exactly the brocha when one eats mara should be. So the Gemara in the Nusach, in the Giris that a lot of us have, in Pesachim Kuf Yudad Adam and Beis, the Giris of the Rambam and the Rosh, and also that's how the Torah and Shulchan Aruch Paskin, the Nusach is Al Achilas Morer. Asher Kedishonu Mitzvah Yisav Betzivonu Al Achilas Morer. However, again, just sharing the Marmakomis over here, the Onim can look into it. However, the Ramban, the Ran, the Meiri, the Ritva, the Rabbi David, all have the gears of Lechoil Morer. It's very, very interesting to know. It's going to be Machlaikas, when you say Alachides Morer and Lechoil Morer. The Magi Mishnah, which the Beis Yosef brings down, he speaks out that the reason why Al is made is because one is not only being, if he says the reason is because this bracha is being moitzi even others who aren't making the bracha. Ayin Sham, but the point is that there are different gersayos over here of Al, Achilas, and Lechel.